Earlier. Well, what? I mean, not earlier. Mike, what would you do if you were his lawyer? Would you advise him to go ahead and try to Talk to Bob Benson Kay, city came in to talk to him, they talked to
very general terms.
I understand.
So he doesn't acknowledge, he doesn't acknowledge that there's any possibility.
I understand.
But I'm just simply saying, it's, I think you're correct, that Hunt and Liddy could charge that. That's the point. If they talk, I would assume they would get to that point with him, any problem with him.
I've asked Coates specifically about that conversation, and he maintained that they were talking in general terms about intelligence, and when they said intelligence, he meant one thing, and apparently they meant another.
Question, for example, is Hunt preparing to talk on other actions?
Well, I couldn't arrive at that.
Okay. Or the White House.
I couldn't get that at all.
No. The U.S. attorney, I would assume, would not be present.
Ordinarily not.
No.
And I can name
McCord volunteered this angry grief on things. Gratuitous, apparently.
Not.
But can you tell me, is that absurd? Did they agree with the angry?
I guess they actually done it.
What in the name of Christ, though, we have dreams like that, that any of you do special or anything like that?
Nothing.
Well, now, Mitchell, here's the Hughes. And these two fellows, both of them, Shapiro, both of them threw that out.
Hughes on whom?
Well, you know, the Hughes thing is cutting the two factions.
I don't hate them,
they're fighting, and the other, they're fighting.
Right.
Bennett, Senator Bennett's son,
or at
least Hunt Warren, represents one of those factions.
Yeah.
So he ordered the budget?
I don't.
Well, I don't know if they're trying to get the bag job.
The budget is safe to get something out of it.
Now,
when that is pulled out, broke his leg,
got something out,
pulled down the airplane, and flew away.
Now,
as they sat there in my office,
other delicate things too, you've got, apart from my poor Dan Bell brother, which unfortunately was fortunately a long time ago, but more recently we've got Hubert Humphrey's son, we're exploring, of course, their tie in with O'Brien, I suppose, but maybe they were trying to get the victory.
I don't know why. The two of them put on a little charade for me in the office.
Shapiro and Coates,
yeah, as we talked about this, and it may have been genuine and it may not.
But they didn't know anything about it.
They said, one said to the other, hey, that may have something to do with the New York Ranger. And the West Coast Ranger, which is a runaway, which he didn't do.
You think Coates knew about that?
I don't know. I don't think he says he doesn't know even who Matt Graves' son is. I'm taking a face value on that one.
There's many other evidence.
You didn't know that either. I know very well who he is.
All right. Let me just take a minute further to run out the Hunt thing, then the Granger's. I just want to get all the pieces in my mind if I can.
Sure.
Hunt's testimony on payoff, of course, could be very important, right? He prepared to testify, apparently so, that's what they said, that he will, and that he went with Kate O'Brien and Parkinson. And then, of course, O'Brien and Parkinson, the lawyers, were they the ones who talked to him?
Well, he said they were, and that they handed him the money, he in turn handed it to his wife, and she was the go-between for the
accounts. For what purpose?
To keep quiet. I think he'll both hang him up on a certain end up.
What if he thought that his representative by saying he gave them up to an illegal fee?
They're all hanging out there, apparently.
Now, this is, I don't think this is what Colson told you, that's
right. I don't have any other information on
that. That Hunt then is buying gold. Well, now, that raises the problem on regarding Kalmbach. It is possible, as to whether he was aware. In other words, the Modi,
this doesn't add anything to the Kalmbach problem at all.
What happened is that Dean called Kalmbach. And what did Dean call Kalmbach about?
He said, we have to raise some money in connection with the aftermath, and I don't know how he described it better. Herb said, how much do you need? And
it was never discussed.
And they went to Dean Cody, and Herb went to a couple of donors, got some money, and set it back.
He said, very quietly, Kalmbach did not know the purpose.
Dean does have a gun for it. Hunt testified, so basically that Hunt will testify that it was so-called hush money,
right?
Now that's again, my water can't write that higher than source.
I understand.
Or what does that serve him?
Yeah,
what it serves,
you know what I'm saying, it serves him is to, would it reduce his sentence, add his sentence to 3 minutes? Does he serve the same purpose by not sending a question? Yeah. Is it the logical plan as to the attorney and partner there to help us do it like that?
I have the reasons not to do this.
Oh, yeah.
There have consistently been. You go back to the history.
I know, but now is the time to do something.
Now is the only time.
Probably,
and I'm persuaded by that argument.
Oh, I have too. I'm not arguing about not doing it. I'm just trying to talk about the name.
Okay. In going down the list, John Alexander is the only other one that I've come to that in any way could bridge it. Barron can't do it.
Now, let me give you another name.
Barron can do it.
First, me is another name. Ken Rush.
Rush is a modern time lawyer. Really clean. A long time friend of Mitchell's, not close friend, but he's going, New York. They didn't understand it all. Mitchell does not hate him. He's trusting him.
I don't know how able Rush is. I just don't.
Two other names that have occurred to me that I'll throw out. One is Howard Richardson, and the other is Feinstein. There is another possibility, and that's Henry Peach. Well, that, of course, talking about that he's in the prosecutorial end,
right?
So,
Feinstein's revealing the eventual contents of the grand jury and all the rest.
I must say I'm impressed with the argument that the person should be personally involved in it at this stage.
Right, I agree.
Old John, Dean, had a phone call from him about 12:30. And he said, oh, I was working on something, I'll tell you about here. And he said, well, not much last night.
You mean another subject?
Oh, no. There is no other subject. Last time I got home, I decided that I would sit down and try and put down on paper a report to you of what I've been doing since you asked me to do it.
Right.
I'm concerned about the overall aspect of this, and I want to talk about that before we're done. I don't know what your timing is like. I'll probably get back to it.
I've got plenty of time.
But Dean called and he said, all right, here's the scenario. We've all been trying to figure out how to make this go. He says, Preston called Mitchell into his office on Saturday. He says, John, you've got to do this. And here are the facts. Bang, 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 bang. And that's the important paper. And you better go do this. And Mitchell stonewalled him. I don't know why you're asking down here. You can't ask a man to do a thing like that. I need a lawyer. I don't know what I'm facing. And you say he's just really can't expect him to do this. So the president said, John, I have no alternative. And to that, the president called the U.S. Attorney and said, I, the President of the United States of America, and the leader of the free world, want to go before the grand jury. That's just so good. But I mean, we're difficult to think. We're running out every line. So that was 12:30 this morning. But I am, I go for the grand jury. But I am, that's why I put a Bob on national television with Ann Rather. With Ann Rather. Well, for putting that on national television, period. Your audience basically is not that big.
Well,
let's take it just as far as you calling Mitchell into the Oval Office. As a call, essentially convinced that Mitchell is going to stand in the Senate. And that if he goes in, they can retire the administration's advantage. If he does, then we're not going to reach out to our advantage. That there's others. If you have a report from me based on 3 weeks' work, then when you got it, you immediately acted to call Mitchell in and go ahead with provable wrongdoer, and you say, my God, I've got a report here, and it's clear from this report that you are guilty as hell. Now, John, for Christ's sake, go on in there and do what you should. And let's get this thing cleared up and get it off the country's back and move on. And, what the other side of it is that the only
way to do it. here now. Now, from the individual home to personal viewpoint, that would be more of a foundation for nothing.
Can you the other way?
And obviously, once you've had it, you can't get out of
that. I'm going to make it anyway.
Another factor in that to consider, so what of course, is the one company to me.
I
don't know whether he said this to you or not. He made the point that you had to get this way out. The only way it could hurt you is if it ultimately went to Mitchell. And that would be the one that you couldn't afford to let get run on.
Even more than he thought.
He thought so.
So that's true.
Yeah.
And maybe the epitome of any of your
down the hard line.
I think he's wrong about that. I think it was the worst.
Well,
due to the closeness to the president at the time of the crime.
But
would you agree, John?
Well, what's bad?
That's the way I see it.
But what Connie also said was, unless it's the president himself who nailed Mitchell, then the president is going to fight the
truth. Can I pull up this into the larger, you know, larger picture? Who's going to live day to day for these attacks? Now, forget the perspective that would be put on this period. You know, 3 months, but the fight is whether or not, I think I've got the larger picture.
I mean,
you're not sure what the fight is, this, but we need some action before, in other words, it was like my feeling about having the grand jury do it, and the court didn't do it, rather than the jury. Now we want the president to do it, rather than the grand jury, you know, and I agree with that. Well, you're doing it in aid of the grand jury. I didn't mean rather than the grand jury, but I mean to work with truth and deliver. The grand jury doesn't drag it, and he goes in as a result of the president's vestment to go in.
Well, okay, so well, you're at that point, could I argue, I'm not sure if you go in, because I don't agree with that. I just saw him, you know, thinking it through with all the stuff we talked about last night, that you don't want to go in. And the solution here, if we can find it, maybe it's impossible.
Sure, I should have come voluntarily.
Well, for the recruiters to come voluntarily and handle it. But the solution is, I agree in some way.
Where does the recruiter come to me?
Oh, the U.S. Attorney.
Well, why do I urge recruiters? I mean, let me look at this. The urging the Liddy to testify, the urging the Magruder to testify, and the Mitchell and John run those, but I didn't mean to stop your overall analysis, but I think I know what isn't that really the essence of it?
I'm trying to write the news magazine story for next Monday,
right?
Monday week. And if it is that grand jury indicts Mitchell,
right,
the White House may have to cover up. Finally collapsed last week when the grand jury said that Mitchell was cracking the case with the testimony of a number of peripheral witnesses who each of them contributed to developing a cross triangulation that permitted the grand jury to analyze and so on and so forth. And then the final straw that broke the camel's back was an investigator discovery of this and that and the other thing. That's one set of facts. And then the tag on that is the White House, the Press Secretary Ron Ziegler, said that the White House had no title.
I don't.
Can't be done. The other one goes, and then moved quickly last week, after the President was presented with a report indicating that, for the first time, that suspicion of John Mitchell and Jeff Cruder as ringleaders in the Watergate break-in were in fact substantiated by considerable evidence. The president then dispatched so-and-so to do this or that, and it may be a secret order or something of that kind. And these efforts resulted in Mitchell going to the U.S. Attorney's Office on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Asking to testify before the grand jury. Charges of cover-up by the White House were materially dispelled by the diligent efforts of the President and his aides in moving on evidence which came to their hands in the closing days of the previous week. I buy that.
Okay.
The only thing before we get down to the text now, I've been concerned because since the end of March, I have turned up a fair amount of hearsay evidence that points at this guy.
and so does Alan. So he's aiming. Now, taking this, you have to drive very honestly. You try to look at it the best way we could from your head. Maybe he couldn't, maybe he really didn't know.
Well, here's that.
And so, you don't hang a guy, nothing. And also, we're going to remember Mitchell as the night.
But I stood over there in Bob's office and listened to that tape of one of the co-actors saying loud on the tape that he was guilty and that Mitchell was going to fall and all that. And I said to them, that
you should.
Yeah,
we can't.
And I said to myself, my God, United States citizen, I'm standing here listening to this. What is my duty?
Well, the point is, you've now told me.
That's correct.
See, the difference the problem of my position up to this time has been, quite frankly, nobody's ever told me that.
That's right, it was guilty.
That's right.
Well, you still don't know.
I will still argue that I think the scenario that was still spun out. The dean spun out the Mitchell. Did he do the right one? I don't think Mitchell did order the Watergate bugging, and I don't think he was specifically aware of the Watergate bugging at the time it was instituted.
Well,
no, I honestly don't.
That may be.
Now, I think that
here's what he told Rehoboth.
That's why you have to be a lawyer. Mm. To tell Mitchell.
Because I would get to the end of this.
I know.
Boy.
Well, anyway, let me tell you what he told Rehoboth right after Mount Miller a month ago. He said, you know, in the Constitution, I'll be published under 5 for the IGG thing. I may have perjured myself, but I sure didn't know Mitch talking.
I still think that technically that may be correct.
I think so.
He definitely told Moore. He believes that.
What did you say? What did you tell Moore?
Well, whenever I asked Moore to find out what Mitchell had testified to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Moore heard his testimony and said, well, you're not.
He was never asked the right questions. Now, as far as the quality of the grand jury is,
that's right.
As far as the quality of the evidence is concerned,
yeah, I guess I grant for one point that it's not to do with this. Essential that the Rogers departure be delayed until this is over. Now, the hell with Henry on this. The fight is any member of the cabinet except Plainview leaving during this. There's no way you'll get it. You're going to leave anyway. And you've got to talk to Ben. You've got to get